everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. And my partner on the other side of the glass, engineering and producing our show, is Ray Allen. Ray does a very fine job for us here on The Buckmaster Show. And Ray, we made it. It's the final day of January already, the 31st, 2017. Hope you are having a great day, and the week is off to a pretty good start for you. It is for us here on The Buckmaster Show. We have live streaming. That means if you're by a computer pretty much anywhere in the world, you can log in to the station's website, kvoi.com, or if you wish, and it'd be great to have you over at my website as well, buckmastershow.com. We do take calls and welcome your calls on our live line at 790-2040. If there's something during the hour that you would like to ask a question about or make a suggestion and contribute in any way, we would welcome your calls. Let's get right into our first interview today on The Buckmaster Show. David Eppenheimer is with us. David is the new chairman of the Pima County Republican Party. David, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. It's great to be here on your show.
Well, thank you very much. And you had been, I believe, treasurer, right? The finance director?
I was the finance director, not the treasurer. Okay. I came on board in June of last year as finance director and raised some money that helped get the party through the end of the year.
Our friend Bruce Ash, I saw on Facebook, he was posting that the National Republican Party revealed some encouraging information for Republicans today that the party's in pretty good shape financially.
I understand that. No, the election has really invigorated the party in so many ways, and certainly financially has benefited from that as well.
Let's talk about you now as the chair. What are some of the things on your plate, Dave, that you would like to kind of get right into and see some changes?
Well, certainly I can do that. As I mentioned when I walked in this morning to see you, that I've been kind of drinking from the fire hose lately. It's been a month and a week since the election, and it's been nonstop, just trying to fix a few things immediately and get on. In terms of a vision for the future, what we'd like to accomplish, we'd like to make the Republican Party here in Pima County more relevant than it has been.
More competitive.
More competitive. You know, the Democrats have been defining us for a long time, saying who we are and what we are and what we believe. Me and my executive committee, who is largely all new blood, are really dedicated to changing that and taking control of the message and telling Pima County residents what we stand for.
You know, I've been around here in town now. I'm into 29 years here in the media, and it's always seemed, Dave, that Tucson, Pima County has pretty much been a Democratic kind of stronghold. I guess before my time, there must have been a time when Republicans maybe did have some influence, but that influence over at least my three decades has been minimal.
That's true, and we are very, very much outnumbered in registrations, that's reflected in the vote totals that you see. That as a minority party in Pima County, we always have to work hard. Of course, Bob Walkup was elected mayor some time ago,
right.
And we've had council men and women occasionally, off and on. And of course, recently Steve Kozacik was elected as a Republican and then switched parties. We've had successes, but they're hard to come by, and you have to have the right candidate. It's key that you have the right candidate who has some name recognition, some respect in the community already, that brings that respect to the political arena.
And that is part of your role, I would assume, Dave. You've got to be a talent recruiter.
That's absolutely correct. As I said, we've been drinking from the fire hose and haven't in 5 weeks given the attention to that I really wanted to. But it's something I'm going to get on the front burner immediately. We have to be a talent recruiter. We have some good names already that we're tossing around internally that I can't mention,
mm-hmm.
but we are tossing them around internally for the city elections coming up. We want to be competitive in those races, but they have to be the right candidates. As I said, known in the community, some name recognition, some respect that they can bring to the campaign for city council.
You know, Donald Trump, like him or hate him, and it seems like the country is so divided right now, you do have to say this about what he has done as far as the Republican Party. He has changed the whole dynamic of the Republican Party, moving it more. In fact, I think the Wall Street Journal calls him a populist independent. He has said that he believes that he is standing for workers. And that's a page, Dave Eppenheimer, that is almost taken from the Democratic playbook.
Absolutely. I was at the Republican statutory meeting in Phoenix this past Saturday, and a group of us were standing around during a break, and that very phrase was uttered, that standing for the American worker has been preempted from the Democrats. And we've always stood for that. We've always been the little guy, the worker.
But the stereotype hasn't really been.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
no, but
right.
That goes back to being defined by the Democrats instead of ourselves. We just haven't been good at our own branding, and especially in Pima County. And we're going to fix that. We've got such a team of great people. Some folks on the executive committee that are marketing experts, and we're going to do a better job.
And I think most people would agree that a strong two-party system is healthy for a community.
Absolutely. We couldn't agree with you more. We intend to build some strength, get competitive. The Democrats aren't going to win every election. We're certainly not going to win every election. It's tough here, but we think that by doing the right things, especially in our branding, especially in our messaging, that we can turn some things around.
And I think the local Democrats realize that the retooling is that they're trying to figure out, Dave, where they even go right now with their message. Because of this kind of playbook changing, they're going to try to figure out where they go now.
That's absolutely true. I mean, to be brutally honest, Trump did not win Pima County. And so we have to understand that when we are working so hard here. Our concern is Pima County, though. Our votes for Trump in this county helped carry the state.
Mm-hmm.
We take great pride in that. But we have to do some things here to make ourselves more relevant and compete better.
Let's see if we can work one quick call in, Dave. I think we have another Dave, right? We got another Dave on the line there, Ray. Oh, did we just lose him? Okay, we lost him, but thank you, Ray. You did put his question up, so I'll ask Dave's question to Dave. And the question is, what do you do about independents? Which is a good question.
Oh, it's a very good one.
There's a lot of independents, like 1 out of 3, I believe, registered voters are independents.
And that's statewide. That is true.
Yeah.
I think it's about one-third, one-third, one-third statewide. And we believe we have a great message for independents. Independents are independent for a reason. They think independently. They don't want to align with one party or the other's entire platform form. And we think we have a great message for them. We have a message of inclusion. I want to mention that our executive committee has 12 members. 6 of them are Hispanic. 1 is African American, and there are only 5 Anglos on our entire executive committee. So we have a different party here in Pima County than the stereotype.
Okay. David Eppenheimer has been our guest, the new chair of the Republican Party in Pima County. And Dave, you want to spell that for our listeners so they it's
EPP. Those are P's like Peter. I-H-I-M-E-R. are.
And folks can reach you through the Republican website?
They can email the Republican website address, which is chairman@pimagop.org. And that message will be forwarded to my personal email.
Dave, good luck to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being here, Bill.
Appreciate it. 12:15 on the Buckmaster Show, this portion of our program presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. We send so many of our listeners over there. They have such a great time. It's only a three-hour drive. It's a historic part of the Southwest. The Silver City itself, the historic downtown area, some great shops, and even their restaurants have been written up in the New York Times, so there's some good eating as well. Visit Southwest New Mexico, spell that out, .org. There is the full listing there on the website of the many recreation opportunities and really fine places to stay in Silver City. We'll be right back after this. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. The Regional Transportation Authority and its members are working together to deliver transportation improvements to our region. More than 770 improvements have been completed to date. The success of the RTA is built upon collaboration and leadership that focuses on addressing our regional mobility needs to make our region a safer, more efficient, and more vibrant place to live. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. On a changing planet, the University of Arizona's Biosphere 2 has been diving deeper and looking closer while energizing, innovating, conserving, and advancing science on an unparalleled scale to better understand the natural systems around us and to inspire our future generations. For 10 years now, UA Biosphere 2 has explored our planet's future. Come, explore it yourself. Open daily, biosphere2.org.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And once a week at this time, we consult with our guy, our financial advisor, Shelley Fishman. Mr. Fishman is involved in some client meetings today, so Shelley is on the live line. Hey, Shelley.
Bill, how are you today?
Very good. The week is off to a rather rough start.
Yeah, this is Bill.
Something we've not really been used to since the election.
Well, you know, we talked about irrational exuberance, and we talk about the effect of uncertainty on the prices of just about everything that's traded in open markets. So we have irrational exuberance, and we have uncertainty, and those things are combining to bring some corrections to the market that are probably not inappropriate, and they seem to be under control. We had at the outset a decrease in the Dow, for instance, of close to 200 points, and it wound up recovering from that point so that we were only down about 120, and today we're down another 175 points. So right now the Dow, which had been above 20,000, is down below 19,800.
But the month will still look pretty good, won't it?
No. I think the month I'll have to look. I don't recall exactly the way we started the month, but I think we're gonna wind up the month either flat or just a tiny bit up.
Mm. So the whole, and this is not just the whole worldwide equity markets have taken a hit.
Well, the European markets actually were doing very nicely until the last couple of days, and we saw some downward movement over the weekend, and then it kind of recovered. I haven't checked where they closed, but they seem to be doing okay this morning.
How about the whole bond markets now? How are they reacting to this news?
Well, the bond market is doing what it's supposed to do in relationship to the equity markets. What we're seeing today is bond yields going down and the prices of bonds going up at something close to where they should, where you would expect them to go, given a drop of almost 1% in equity markets. So what we're seeing is that people appear to be fleeing to safety because of the uncertainty in the equity markets. The other thing that is really worrying is the discussion or the talk about putting some flavor of import tariffs on goods that either have in whole or in part Mexican content, and that would also include Chinese content, by the way. What we're seeing is that retail outlets that are highly dependent upon buying stuff from overseas in order to price their goods at a very advantageous price for American consumers, we're seeing some damage to those stocks as a result of uncertainty about whether they'll be able to keep their low price strategies in place.
Yeah, I would think there would be some this is almost a cloud that's hanging over the markets right now, is this uncertainty, not only with Mexico, but just the whole general trade situation.
Well, that's exactly right. And I understand why the administration feels a need to do what they're doing. I certainly wouldn't do it the way they're doing it. But what that is going to continue to bring to the equity and bond markets is this roller coaster kind of effect when uncertainty becomes the kind of watchword. Now, you know, at some point, if it doesn't ease up, if we don't get more normalized communications from our administration and the way the rest of the world responds, then we could be in trouble because we could see kind of a snowballing effect. And while I'm not predicting that we're going to see a crash anytime soon, I am saying that as as a financial advisor and as somebody who studies these things, we need to get this more normal.
President Trump has talked a lot about Mexico as far as the auto industry is concerned, but some have been saying, well, okay, if they are forced out of Mexico and they come up here to the United States, some of the American auto companies, to do some building up here, it's not going to mean new jobs. It will be completely robotic to the extent that it can be.
Well, to the extent that there's new construction and new plants being built, that will be very largely robotic, and the amount of jobs being added will be minimal. But keep in mind, Bill, what we have here is such an integrated system of manufacture where component parts are manufactured here or elsewhere and then shipped for assembly down to Mexico or in other countries. It is very difficult to really understand what components go where. And you don't just decide you're going to move a factory back to the States.
Mm-hmm.
It takes years to build a factory that would have a significant effect on jobs. And so the idea that you could do much more than trim around the edges is, I think, an unreal expectation on the part of some people and perhaps an unreal promise on the part of the president.
How about the suspension, the 120-day suspension concerning some have called it travel ban. I know some people don't like to use the word ban, but whatever it is, did it influence the market?
Oh, it absolutely did. Let's forget the politics of this or the competence of the way this was rolled out for just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a company that is reliant upon doing business overseas, and if part of that business exists with people and with locations that are in any of the countries that were named, or potentially countries that might be named, then you have an employee force right now that is probably not focused on what their jobs are, but focused on, can they get back to the States? If they do get back to the States, can they leave again? The whole idea that you might have, and some of the likely companies that have reacted are the high-tech companies, which do a lot of business in a lot of different places around the world and use local employee forces wherever they go. That has got people very, very upset right now. And some very large companies have taken the position, some of them even in court, that this ban is unconstitutional and needs to be challenged because it affects their businesses and their bottom lines.
Let's see if we can work a call in concerning robotics. Dan would like to talk with Shelley.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. Afternoon.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I'm kind of on California time, but if you're talking about the robotics, if all new plants are going to be robotics, then why does it matter where the plants are located? Because there will be no cost of labor anyway.
Well, that's a very good point. There's always some labor, and of course the cost of robotics is fungible with the cost of labor. So if the plant is going to be built here in a place where labor is very expensive, they'll use more robotics. If they're going to build that plant in a place where the cost of labor is more is lower, then they'll use fewer robotics and more people. So the assumption that you're making is that a plant is a plant is a plant just isn't so. A plant is a plant where it is. And if you decide to move it somewhere else, then that plant might look very different.
Okay, Shelley, we're going to wrap it up here with you very soon. But how about the dollar? How has it been doing in reaction to all that's been going on?
Well, it started to move in the right direction. By right direction, I mean for exporters, it started to pull back a little bit against both the British pound and the euro, but it's kind of recovered again. The movement in the dollar against both those currencies has not been very significant. We've still got about $1.04 for euro and about $1.24 for a British pound. So we're not seeing anything drastic. I didn't check against the Mexican peso. Maybe you might want to do that and
was,
fill your clients in.
It was over 20. I know that.
Yeah. So it, to the extent that this is depressing the dollar, mm-hmm. that's not a bad thing for exports. But what we saw is the strength in the dollar right now has maintained its position despite weakness in the markets.
Okay, Shelley, where can we find out more about what you do?
Buckmastershow.com. Hit the link and come right to me.
All right. I hope your meetings are going well today.
Thank you, Bill. See you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot. Shelley Fishman.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The excitement is building for the grand opening in early 2017 for the Twisted Tandoor. The legendary Indian food truck will now have a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu will be an expansion of the Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, coming in early 2017 at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito River Walk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Hi, Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster coming up Wednesday at noon, our monthly showdown with Sean McCluskey and David Morales. Plus, we talk education with David Safir of the Tucson Weekly's Range column at TucsonWeekly.com. Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI with worldwide live streaming, our podcasts, and a complete show archive on my website, BuckmasterShow.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by our friends over at Green Things, 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. The folks at Green Things have such expertise, my goodness, in everything to do with gardening. Like, I had no idea that now is the time to cut back your roses. That's the kind of thing you will learn from the experts over at Green Things. In fact, they have free gardening workshops every Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Find out what the topics will be, who the speakers will be, by visiting greenthingsaz.com. All right, let's go to the live line now. Timothy Gasson. Tim Gasson is with us on the live line. Tim is the hockey columnist for the Arizona Daily Star, doing a very good job in that arena. He also is the media maker for UA Wildcats Hockey and provides radio color commentary for the Tucson Roadrunners professional hockey team. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's always a pleasure to be with you, Bill, on the Buckmaster Show.
Well, thank you very much. This has been an interesting month for Roadrunner hockey. Quite a few home games because they're going to be out of town with the Gem Show, correct?
Wow, has this been a big month for hockey in Tucson. There was a stretch in the middle of this month, Bill, that I actually called 10 games in 12 games
what?
In 12 days at the Tucson Convention Center between my duties calling for University of Arizona hockey and for the Tucson Roadrunners. So I had 10 games in 12 days, a couple doubleheaders in there. If people don't know that Tucson is a big hockey town, boy, this past month proved it.
And what are the numbers showing, Tim? And there'd been a lot of concern, maybe Tucson wasn't a hockey town, but the numbers have been pretty good, haven't they?
Yeah, I'm just writing now for my next column in the Arizona Daily Star, kind of a mid-season report card for the Tucson Roadrunners especially, and for a first-year franchise that was put together in the middle of the summer. I think they've done amazingly well. Now, they are near the bottom of attendance in the American Hockey League, but they're well above what they need to be successful for their first year. They're close to 4,000 in attendance a game. And traditionally, hockey teams draw much better in the second half of a season than the first half of the season as the excitement and interest in the playoffs start to gain steam. And Tucson had, in their last game, the Roadrunners, they had a sellout. And the game before that, it was very near a sellout. They're doing very well.
What was that promotion that sold out that did so well?
Ah, we had a superhero promotion.
Yeah,
where the Roadrunners, this is brilliant. They gave away 1,000 like superhero Roadrunner capes to little kids, and people were dressed up like superheroes, and the mascot, the Roadrunner, was a superhero, and it was great fun. This is you know the Roadrunners, besides putting a very good product on the ice, it's a very high level of competition. They've been in first place in their division this year. Besides that, they're really focusing on making this a fun family event to go to, and the presentation of the games is very close to a major league level. I'm very impressed with just the entire presentation that the Tucson Roadrunners is putting on.
And, of course, we should point out this is one level below the National Hockey League. So you have to look at the parent team, the Arizona Coyotes, who have struggled, Tim Gasson, in the NHL. But the Roadrunners were, as you said, at the top of the league and doing very well, top of their division. So, of course, the parent club is going to look for some of that talent, perhaps some young talent, and bring it up to the big show.
Yes, and this is a mixed blessing for the Tucson hockey fan. We have very talented young players in the Arizona Coyotes system that play here in Tucson. Well, they've been playing so well that the, and as you said, the Arizona Coyotes have had a tough season, that they've been raiding the Roadrunners roster. This is one of the reasons why Tucson, the franchisers moved here to Tucson. Players can get in a car in the morning and play for the Coyotes at night and vice versa. And that means that the Coyotes have called up several of Tucson's most talented players. One of them, Brendan Perlini, was actually named to the American Hockey League All-Star Game, which played last night. But this is, and he's a rookie. Imagine having a rookie season so successful that you can't play in the AHL All-Star Game because you're up in Glendale playing for the Arizona Coyotes.
How exciting would that be for this young man?
So just imagine that. And Tucson had two other players play last night in the American Hockey League All-Star Game festivities too. So there's a lot of young talent that's going to make the Arizona Coyotes better in future years, and we're able to see those guys right now here in Tucson. And I'm amazed at the level of play in the American Hockey League. I followed Pro Hockey League for many decades, but never a full season of the AHL. It is just one little notch below the National Hockey League.
The homegrown talent, and we point to the first-round draft pick, a kid who grew up in Scottsdale and was the first-round draft pick of the Toronto Maple Leafs. And I know we talked to you early in the season about he had had a great start. How did all that pan out here at the midway point?
Well, Austin Matthews is having a great first season in the NHL. As you said, he was the first Arizona-born player to be picked number one in the National Hockey League draft. And, you know, just because you're picked high in a pro draft doesn't mean you're going to necessarily be successful. But he didn't spend one moment in the minor leagues. He went right to the Toronto Maple Leafs. And for sports fans here, if you don't know the hockey world, that's basically the same as starting for the New York Yankees on your first day as a professional.
Indeed.
And yeah, I mean, in Toronto, it's just the kind of focus and attention that you get on those guys. And it's having this incredible effect because the very snobby hockey fans of Toronto can't make fun of us here in Arizona in our hockey scene here in Arizona when their top player, the future of their franchise, is from beautiful, sunny Arizona.
They follow hockey, as you know, so closely in Toronto that even in the off season, in the summer, some of the summer camps up in the Lakes region in Toronto, north of Toronto in Ontario, as you know, Tim Gasson, they even have media up there following how the summer leagues are going.
Well, Bill, there is no off-season for Canada, for Canadian hockey, especially in the large cities like Montreal and Toronto. There is no off-season. I'm just delighted that we're in the middle of, you know, what Canadians would not even consider winter here in Tucson. And it's an incredibly successful hockey season between the University of Arizona and the Roadrunners. As you said, no hockey in Tucson for a couple weeks because of the Gem Show. But then immediately after that, U of A will conclude its regular season against arch rival Arizona State, February 17th and 18th, and then the Roadrunners come back to make their playoff run. So there's still an exciting second half of the season coming in Tucson.
How's the transition been for the Ice Cats with the professional team there?
Well, it's my job. This is I'm paid to do this, Bill. The name of the team since 2011 has been the Wildcats.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They're the Arizona. Okay. This is something that I was most surprised about. Yeah. You know, years ago I was the media director for the team when they were called the Ice Cats.
Yeah, right.
and coming back to being the media director this year, I was surprised how the name has survived. That Ice Cats name was so popular that 7 years later, after the university took over control of the team and renamed it the Wildcats, people just didn't generically refer to the team as the Ice Cats. This has been a tough year for them financially as they try to figure out how to compete at the Tucson Convention Center with the Roadrunners. Of course, as you know, the university is in a continual budget crunch. Mm-hmm. This isn't just for the hockey team, but throughout the university. So they're trying to figure out right now, how do they compete in this marketplace? And frankly, how do they survive? On the ice, they're a top 25 team. They're going to need to win one of those games against ASU to make it to the national tournament. And they've been playing very well against ASU, which is a top five team in college hockey. They've been playing very well against them this year. They've split the last four games with ASU, which is the best that any U of A team has done in years. So we hope fans come out on the 17th and 18th and send them off to the national tournament with a victory against our rival ASU.
Okay, and if folks would like to sample the professional product, there is a game, I believe, Friday night. Is that correct, at the TCC?
Oh, this is great, talking about the parent Coyotes. This Friday and Saturday, the Roadrunners actually play two games. They're called home games, but they're playing in Glendale.
That's
in
right.
The Arizona Coyotes arena.
Okay.
So I'll be up calling the game with Tom Callahan, the voice of the Roadrunners, from the Glendale arena. And this is going to be great for those kids who have maybe never been in a major league locker room before.
Yes.
They get to go. They get to see what they're working for.
What
they
they're working for. All right.
The Coyotes locker room.
Tim Gasson, thank you so much. When will the column be out that you're crafting right now?
That's going to be Friday in the Arizona Daily Star. This is my mid-season report card for the Tucson Roadrunners. And thanks so much for having me on again, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Tim Gasson. We talked to Tim. Try to do it once a month. Talk about, certainly we'll be talking once a month and have been during the professional hockey season and the Wildcat hockey season here in Hockey in the Desert. Buckmaster Show at 12:45. We'll talk about Fox Tucson Theater and how successful that brand has become with Craig Sumberg right after this. Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant, named after the classic New Orleans cocktail. Sazerac Creole Kitchen and Cocktail Parlor is located in St. Phillips Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See us soon at Sazerac, open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Phillips Plaza.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. Almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel T-U-S and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
The Regional Transportation Authority works with its member jurisdictions, the business community, project neighbors, and the broader community to deliver transportation projects promised in 2006. This collaborative effort is a model of diverse interests coming together for the benefit of the region. This spirit of regional collaboration helps us address the mobility and safety needs in all of our communities. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. On a changing planet, the University of Arizona's Biosphere 2 has been diving deeper and looking closer while energizing, innovating, conserving, and advancing science on an unparalleled scale to better understand the natural systems around us and to inspire our future generations. For 10 years now, UA Biosphere 2 has explored our planet's future. Come, explore it yourself. Open daily, biosphere2.org.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. You'll read stories from around the world ignored by the mainstream media. Stories from the Gatestone Institute, the Washington Free Beacon, the Washington Times News Service, and other great outlets. It is world news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Shameless plug time now. I will be speaking at 1 o'clock at the Westin La Paloma on Saturday. I'm excited about this. I love talking about travel. Bon Voyage Travel, it's their showcase 2017. And Ryan Hansen, the chief operating officer, is going to turn the tables on me. He'll be interviewing me about travel. So that's going to be a lot of fun. 1 o'clock will be my appearance. The event goes from noon to three. It's free at the Westin La Paloma. So if you have any thing you would like to learn about travel, this is going to be a great presentation. Craig Sundberg joins us now. Craig is, of course, the Fox Tucson Theater Foundation Chair. He's the
director.
Director of pretty much everything to do with the Fox, right?
Depending on who's asking.
You don't change light bulbs or, well.
I don't. I used to do everything myself, and over the years we've grown and we have people to do a lot of those things, which is great. But literally what my main responsibilities over the years have been booking and fundraising and general oversight, board development and all of that. The booking we now have somebody else do, and Andrew Bergensmith, and I'm really focused on growing the institution as a whole and bringing in supporters.
And you've been very successful in the shows that have been coming. It's been 2016 really was kind of a banner year. It was a banner year, wasn't it?
It was, and I hope that the public can tell. I think they can. I mean, we feel like we've upped our game in terms of who we bring in. If you're paying close attention, you'll actually notice we did a couple of less shows in 16 than 15, but we're trying to bring in just overall names you've heard of. So you look at the Fox website, you ought to recognize most of what's on there. We do some stuff, you know, rentals and community events and those sorts of things. But the stuff we're bringing in is usually something that has been in the public eye and people know, but they might not care for that kind of music, but they'll recognize.
Like Branford Marsalis.
Exactly. I mean, that's a Valentine's Day show. And, you know, that I can't think of a better way to spend Valentine's Day, certainly if you're a jazz lover, than that show with the Fox. So that's the kind of thing we're trying to do. And we got Michael Feinstein coming up. So if you're into Broadway music, I mean, he's one of the best in the game. The Texas Tenors, which I still have trouble getting my mind around, but they're both, well, they look like a country band, but they're actually classical performers, and so it's an interesting mix.
And they do very well across, and they're touring,
they do,
don't they?
Yep. Yeah. Very good numbers, and they're doing solid for us, so we're excited about that show.
Getting back to the whole, I think Fox, definitely the Fox Tucson Theater has been playing a huge role in this resurgence with downtown. You are the chair of the Merchants Council with the overall umbrella of the Downtown Tucson Partnership, where there is new leader, and we've spoken with the new leader.
Kathleen's come in a couple of months ago, and she hit the ground running. She's been great, a lot of energy and enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. And the merchants do what we can to kind of keep energy up and work with Kathleen and her staff on things that would be good for downtown or marketing programs. And, you know, obviously the merchants are excited about what's coming down the pike for downtown. We feel like we've passed the point of no return, or, you know, critical mass anyway. So there's just so many good things happening downtown and coming downtown. And if you haven't been down, which seems crazy, but there are still people that haven't been down to see it, you know, now's the time.
Arsenio Hall is coming. You mentioned February 14th, Valentine's Day. I believe he's in town just a few days after that.
He is, and that's through our friends at UA Hillel, and that's a fundraiser for the Hillel. And I just think he's one of the funniest guys out there. That's a, you know, stand-up night of stand-up comedy. Should be fun.
And Michael Feinstein, that also is February. We should give the date on
yes,
that
please.
One.
February 23rd, and the Texas Tenors is that next night, the 24th. That's actually a pretty busy week because we have an Elvis tribute. Elvis called Elvis Lives. It's a multimedia, multi-Elvis show at the Fox on Saturday night, the 25th. And that's in cooperation with the folks at Graceland and the Elvis Presley, you know, people. So that should be as authentic a Elvis experience as you're going to find.
So let's look ahead here, because certainly this is prime time, Craig, February, March, April.
Yep.
What do we have coming up that folks may want to earmark?
If we don't make our money now, we're not going to make it.
Well, summers are a little slow.
Slow in Tucson.
But we get by, but this is prime time.
Well, what's good about these days at the Fox is almost too much for me to mention everything
well,
for you.
Hit some of the highlights.
I will. We have George Thorogood coming in at the end of the month. That's on the February 28th.
Okay.
Bad to the Bone. I mean, George is just a great fun. If you haven't seen George Thorogood live, that's really one of the better performers live that we've had at the Fox. We have coming up in April, probably my favorite show on the spring calendar is Roseanne Cash. Mm. We had her a couple of years ago, sold that show out. This is again with our friends at the Southern Arizona AIDS Foundation.
She's done very well in this.
She has. That last album of hers won the Grammy, and she's just a very, very strong performer, a singer-songwriter. She's actually traveling with her husband, and she does some songwriting with him, John Leventhal, so that should be fun. Ricky Lee Jones and Madeline Peru is coming up on March 16th, and that is an evening of singer-songwriters. Both of them are very talented, kind of pop jazz in that vein. And then I don't want to forget this show coming up, but right after that, we have two nights of Up With People, and those are the 17th and 18th of March. And both of those shows, Up With People, a kind of long-term relationship with the Fox Theater.
And with Tucson.
And
they
with Tucson.
Here, I believe.
Absolutely. Yeah. A lot of uppies in Tucson end up living here.
Very dedicated people.
Yeah. And that show, both of those shows are dedicated to Bill Holmes, the past Fox chairman who passed away, sadly, some little bit ago. Mm-hmm. And those shows will be part of a fundraising effort to create a fund in his name for Up With People in Tucson.
And any highlights you want to go beyond that into May yet, or are you pretty much?
We got tons.
Okay.
What am I going to pick? Vince Gill is coming up April 2nd. That's a Sunday night, and Vince Gill always sells out, so people want to go to that show. In fact, it's heading towards sellout already. We just put it on sale last week.
Well, I'm glad we could mention
so
it.
So now would be a good time to buy those tickets. Taj Express is an Indian themed program, dance, music, going to be real fun. That's the 17th. And then I will skip to May for 1 second because we have two great evenings of comedy, a little bit different. Well, first one is David Sedaris, who's one of my favorite writers, and we had him a couple years ago, very funny live performer as well. And Bill Engvall, the comedian, coming at the end of May, on May 20th, that's a Saturday night. And he's just always a riot.
And what is this I see? I've got your website up right now. Ray, raise it just a hair for me, will you, where it says featured films. One of my favorite places in the whole wide world is Banff up in Alberta, Canada. What is this Banff Mountain Film Festival World Tour that's coming up March 3rd?
That's actually an annual event we have. It's two nights of basically adventure films. So the Banff Mountain Film Festival is actually a festival that takes place in Banff every year. And they take the best of those films and they tour them around the country. So they stop every year in Tucson at the Fox Theater. And that's presented by our friends at the Summit Hut.
Okay.
And just a fun night of crazy stuff that you would never want to do yourself, but it's fun to watch somebody else do it.
So, I mean, overall, you take this together, the whole body of work, things really going well at the Fox. And membership, we haven't talked about that at all. That's important.
We haven't. And the Fox basically raises about a fifth of its money every year. And the budget's going up every year because we're doing better every year. And we had a great year in 16, so things are really solid for us. But obviously, that's a combination of earned revenue on ticket sales and concessions. and memberships and other kinds of fundraising support. So we love members at the Fox. They get advance notice of shows. At the $75 level, they get discounts on concessions. At $250 and up, we have a donor lounge, which I'm not sure if you've been to, Bill, but you should come as my guest. Very nice downstairs, and we meet and greets with artists and all kinds of other perks. And all that money goes to support the building and keep those doors open.
The building structurally right now, do you need any work to do on it? I know there's always ongoing.
With a historic theater, there's always things
to do.
And we have a full-time facility manager, and the board was very committed to having a full-time person take care of that building. So we have staffed that position, and he's great. Randy Ingram is his name. And no, we feel like we're in good shape. I want people to know, and the public should know, that we're taking very good care of that building. And we intend to do that for many years to come.
All right. And let's direct people to the website.
FoxTucson.com, and you can get tickets 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
All right. Craig Sundberg, thank you very much for the work you're doing.
Bill, appreciate your help, and we're glad to be a partner of yours over the year.
We really appreciate the support. I think we've got the greatest sponsors and supporters of any radio show, bar none, in Arizona. I'm so proud of the people.
And you do a great job here, Bill. We appreciate having it in Tucson.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, coming up this afternoon for the Mike Check Show. I'm sorry there, Ray. I wanted to get the name right. Mike Check with Mike Shaw, who celebrated a birthday yesterday. You had a special little birthday thing for him, right, Ray, on the show yesterday? All right, Wake Up Tucson 6 to 9, Talking Culture 9 to 10, then me, Bill Buckmaster, with Ray Allen tomorrow. Have a great afternoon and evening.